couple good days of work for the young guys. Some maintenance stuff for the veteran players. We'll still use these next few days to those guys with injuries. They'll be here getting their rehab. But the guys that are healthy will get a little bit of time off, get a chance to rest up a little bit, relax with their families a little bit, and be ready to go next week for Pittsburgh. So that's where we're at.
After you guys had the week off last year, you guys came out that and you played perhaps your best game of the year. Is that a coincidence or was there a key?
Well, I think getting the rest obviously will be critical. And we got to do a good job as coaches of having a great plan for our players and put them in position to have success. And so we'll use the rest of the day tomorrow, and then we'll have a couple extra days next week to try to put a good plan together for Pittsburgh. And we'll need a good plan because this is a good football team. And I don't pay any attention to records. I pay attention to what I see on the tape. And we'll have a tough challenge coming back after the bye.
Talked about doing self-scouting during bye week. How much self-scouting are you guys able to do during the year regularly in a non-bye week, and how much beneficial is it?
Yeah, well, I mean, you do a lot of it during the year on a week-in and week-out basis, but to really get a chance to sit down, watch all the plays, watch everything that you're doing, the different situations, first and second down, you get a chance to evaluate, the run game, both offensively and defensively. You get a chance to see what you're doing in the passing game, third down, red zone, 2 minute, all those situational type of deals. You get a chance to look at and see, what you're doing well and the things that you need to improve on. And then again, you get a chance to look at your personnel and the guys that are doing, that are making the plays and the guys that are doing what they need to do. So, I mean, this bye week's good for us.
Does it mostly reinforce what you knew before, or do you often learn a lot?
Well, sometimes it changes your opinion. It changes your opinion, schematically, are we doing the right things? And who we're asking to do those things. So there's a lot of things that come up, during the bye and doing, through the course of your self-scout to see what you can do better.
He's had some real good things defensively against Phillip Rivers, where he looked kind of confused and wasn't sure what was coming. And Alex Smith noted after the game the other day, he said that because of all the looks and stuff you gave, that he wasn't always quite sure what was coming and who was coming from where. Yet when you talk to defensive players in there, they all say, what we do is pretty simple. How is that achieved? Something that the offense looks complicated, but the defensive guys, it's not complicated.
Yeah, well, you have concepts that you do defensively, and what you try to do is just change the look up a little bit, but really not. It's really not different for your players, and we try to do that in every game, so the offense can't just get a beat on where we're coming from and what we're doing. So that's critical to the success of our defense, and I think our guys have done a pretty good job of, understanding how we can take, just change a couple of different players in a particular concept, and it looks totally different to the offense, but really it's not anything different for us. So you try to be as complicated as you can from a look standpoint for the offense, but yet, not change up too much defensively so that you don't make the mistakes.
Is it important for the defensive guys to know what the other guys are doing, or maybe not know, just know what they're doing?
No, it's important. I mean, the more you understand about the concept of the defense, the better we're going to play. Listen, playing good defense is all about knowing where your help is. And that can be the front. Maybe you have a particular pressure that's coming from this side over here, and you got to understand it. If you're over here on the other side, you got to turn it back to the pressure. So I think the more our guys understand really conceptually what we're trying to do defensively, the better we're going to be.
What makes Tarver good at teaching that?
I think he's really smart, and he's able to take something that might seem complicated, break it down, and make it as simple as you can for the players. I think sometimes, us as coaches, sometimes we overcoach. All right, and when you overcoach, you tend to slow your players down. You want to try to make it as simple as possible so that your players can play fast.
Good. Dennis, what's the the plan, I guess the prognosis for both Jared and for Miles coming out of the bye?
Well, I don't think either one of them's ready yet. The plan is you know, for Jared, obviously, you know, when he's healed, then we begin to get him into football related activities. And really, Miles, it's really a matter of, you know, putting a few days back to back and being able to come out without any, you know, any type of soreness or anything like that. So we're getting closer with both those players. I don't think we're there yet, and you know, we won't do anything to activate those two guys until we feel confident that they're ready to go.
When you look back on DJ Hayden's body of work the last six games, are you satisfied the way he's coming along?
Well, I mean, listen, satisfied? No. He's got to play better. But encouraged by some of the things that I've seen and some of the things that he's done over the last couple of weeks. I mean, he's responsible for two takeaways over the last 2 weeks. So he's getting better. He's improving. But he's still, you know, he's still got a long way to go. So we just got to keep throwing him out there and let him keep getting experience. And the more experience he gets, the better he's going to play.